the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We call it Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports. We'll jump around and talk all levels, but we will start with the high school game. And on Friday night, the Carbon Dinos moved to 2-0 as they topped the Grand Red Devils 31-13. You can get your full recap on that game right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Joining us to relive this past Friday and talk about what's coming up this Friday, we have head coach Phil Howa in the studio right now. Coach, great to get you back in.
Thanks for having us.
2-0 sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, that's awesome. Kids are excited.
As far as getting that second win, you guys were faced with a little bit of adversity early on in this game. Grand comes out, they score early, but then you guys really poured it on. I have to believe that week one paid dividends going into week two.
Oh, I think it did. I think it gave our kids confidence. We knew we should have scored more against Hillcrest. So we were a little more, we were disciplined. We held our ground and didn't make stupid mistakes. You know what, I'm proud of the kids. They come back and got that score back and evened it up and, you know, took some of the pressure off so we could get kind of into the game. Our defense adjusted. We did some things that we weren't planning on doing, but they worked. We spread out our tackles a little wider to get rid of that pulling finagle they do. They pull those two guards, so we put an extra guy in the mix, and it kind of screwed them up. So I'm a big fan of mixing it up. You know, you start with a 4-4, go to a 5-man front, or start with a 5, go to a 4, back and forth. We put a 6-man front in and it screwed them up also. So we have a good plan. You know, our kids can do multiple defenses and multiple coverages, and that's what makes you a good ball club.
Defensively, you guys have been stellar, Coach. And last week we talked about the physicality, the hitting, the gang tackling. It was the same this go-around. I think what impresses me most is two consecutive weeks, you've gone up against a very athletic quarterback, yet only surrendering 13 points. That speaks volumes to this defense.
Well, I think so. That quarterback, he was a good ball player. He could beat you with his legs and or his arms. So our kids did a great job as far as realizing that, and our defensive coordinator put some pressure on him when he needed to, and some kids that are just getting into the game, a Gavin Miller that's never played before, a basketball player playing defensive end, started filling it and started getting some pressure on that quarterback, which made things different in the second half.
Oh. And if we talk about individuals, we have to talk about Chance Pendergrass because he was fantastic in this game on Friday night. Finishes with 14 tackles. He had 2 tackles for losses. This kid was all over the field, Coach. He was dynamic.
Well, Chance is he's a good practicer and he's a great player. You know, he practices and then plays well. He's just a tough kid. I mean, I have kids on the sideline saying, "Oh, I'd hate to be tackled by Chance." You know, he just has that explosiveness. He was a wrestler as a younger boy, and I think it teaches you positioning and leverage and stuff. And he hits with a smack, man. You don't come up saying that didn't hurt. So I'm hoping it's going to become contagious because I'm seeing people picking their game up, trying to match what they see from Chance. So
and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great thing.
And we're not out to hurt people. I told my kids, I said, we don't ever want to hurt people. We don't play this game to hurt people. We play it to play good smash-mouth football. And right now, I feel like we're doing that, and we're doing it with character, and I'm proud of that. So,
if we flip, Coach, and we talk about the offensive side of the ball, putting up 31 points is always a great thing. You guys, I want to start with this. Once again, special teams adds points, and this is something that has been kind of a staple since you've been here at Carbon High School. You guys always seem to have a kicking game, and it paid dividends again on Friday night.
Well, you know what? We haven't even tapped into it yet. I think we have a kicker that we can do from 40 yards. You know, if it gets down to by the end of the year, I would bet we could probably hit a 45-yard field goal, which is pretty stellar for high school football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our lines getting it together and giving us some time, and we have a great snapper in Mason Vasquez who gets it back quick, which gives you more time to kick. It's all a combination. You know, it's not just the kicker. He needs a surrounding cast and a supporting cast. He's got a great coach that's helping him every day in his father, and you know what? It's a great combination. I have a couple of kids come in from foreign kids, kickers, played soccer. So we have some backups coming in and wanting to play. I had a Brady kid show up last night and ask if he can come and kick around a little bit. So he's a soccer player that's a freshman that could be there for the next 3 years. So, you know, kid gloves, letting them know we'll work with them. Sometimes our kicker's gone to a soccer game today. So
yeah,
he misses a practice, but he's not laying around drinking pop, you know. So
yeah,
we know he's busy working, and he'll come back tomorrow, and we'll put him on the field and work some of that stuff, game situations, and get ready to let him get in the game and give us some more points.
Yeah, so special teams has been great, Coach. But again, the offense putting up 31 points. Wyatt Faulk was, again, very efficient. 11 of 15, three touchdowns. I think he only had one interception. So when you really break down the way Wyatt has played, I know it's a group as an offense, but when the quarterback is hitting on 11 of 15, 12 of 16, you put yourself in a really good spot.
You know what? Wyatt has a good mentor. Brandon Wilson's there helping him every day, talking to him about football, how to read a defense. We're really working right now on audibles. You know, when the cornerbacks are back, hit that quick slant. Wyatt's got a quick release. We have kids that catch and run. You know, you get to give them the ball and let them do their thing, you know, and good things are going to happen. Wyatt's a good student of the game, man. He's smart. He's a Sterling, you know, he's a high academic kid. He's going to probably graduate with 4.0 grade point average. So he's smart enough, and he knows football. And you know what? He ran the ball a little bit on his own Friday because we went into the hurry-up offense, and they did a great job. Kept Grand off guard. They got frustrated, and that's where we scored at that last series. So he can do it.
Yep.
He's got a brain. He's got a thought process. And you know what? I think he just genuinely is starting to love the game. So,
Coach Phil Howa, again, our guest right now with the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, you also had mentioned to me at the beginning of the year how much you loved your skill position players. You had kids that were fast, didn't quite know how fast they really were, maybe didn't know how strong they really were, and we've seen that over the first 2 weeks. Great supporting cast on the outside. Ashton continues just to play lights-out football as well. So, I mean, you guys have some kids that are just, they're clicking right now offensively.
Well, you know what? I was thinking this to myself the other day, that they're going to start keying on Ashton.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is we have kids that are playing with Ashton that are as fast or faster. You know, Mason hasn't even had a ball hardly thrown to him besides the touchdown he caught. Jordan Alderson is another one that we could get the ball to more. Cole Cripps. I mean, these kids can catch the ball and they can run after the catch. So we're going to be hard to stop, I think. I think if they start keying one and doubling up on one, we're going to have somebody wide open. You know, Ogden comes with a two-man rush sometimes from the linebackers, which leaves that middle open. I'm hoping we're going to get a little dump pass in the middle there. You know, Nick's done a great job with his offense, doing great things, mixing it up well, pass run, you know, not just – he seems like he passes a lot, but I think it's pretty even, you know, 60-40 type stuff. I can live with that. We just need to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit more aggressive run-wise. Our kids understand the blocking protection. I think they're more comfortable with that, our offensive line. We just need a little bit more physicality running the ball. You know, go down the field, make another block, an extra block, that type of stuff.
And that may be key Friday against Ogden, because there's a team that wants to run the football. They're big. They're physical. Only one game so far, Coach, but it is it's a fun game because it was against Canyon View, right? So this is an opponent that we're going to see down the road. So it's kind of a gauge game, I guess you could say, going into week three. But that's this Ogden team. They're big. They're physical, and they want to pound the football.
Yep. You know what? They're gonna come after us. They're gonna make us stop us if we don't bring our game, our tackle game. Tough game with us, you know. It's going to be a long game, but yeah, you know, I'm not concerned. Our kids are ready to play. They're going to show up, and they're going to want to tackle. They've proved it 2 weeks in a row. It's not a fluke. It's not a good first game. All of a sudden, never see it again. We've seen it 2 weeks in a row, and I expect to see it get better every week.
It does add to the, I want to say the spread out schedule, and what I mean by that, Coach, you know, a 5A school right out of the gate. Then we get Grand, and now you get Ogden. And it just seems like you guys bounce around all classifications with this this non-region schedule. I like it. It's entertaining for that reason.
Well, I did it on purpose. Mm-hmm. I felt like we were stuck in a rut, and we were playing the same teams with the same results. And I just felt like if the kids didn't know nothing about them, they couldn't already make a snap judgment and say, oh, well, they beat us last year. You know what? That's hard to get over. Our culture is changing. Our kids went against a Grand team that was just pushing the envelope, cheap shots, penalties after penalty against them, and our kids kept it together and just beat them on the field. And I told them, I said, the best way to take that away from a team like Grand is just beat them. And Grand left with their tail between their legs. And you know what? I got comments from officials that said that he was proud of our kids for the way they kept it together. A lot of penalties thrown in that game and very commendable. And you know what? That's what a coach wants to hear. And my coaching staff's to credit for that because we expect that out of our kids. We don't want fighting. We don't want trash talking. We don't want cheap shots. We want good, hard football, classy football, reach down and pick a guy up football. So that's what we preach, and that hopefully it showed that it's getting in there somewhere. The kids are hearing.
Yeah. So. Lastly, before I let you go, Coach, I got to ask what the locker room was like when you pick up that home opening win, moved to 2-0. How fun was that on Friday night?
Oh, the kid, you didn't even want to go in. It's too loud, you know. Really, by the time you get everything cleaned up and everything, it's all pretty well calmed down. But there's a pride. There's a pride in the school. You know, you got kids coming up. When's the next game, Coach? I want to make sure I get it off work, and I want to come, you know, because the kid, football starts the year.
Yeah.
And you know what? If football can start a good year and get things going, it kind of sets the stage for the rest of the year. Want the student body to be excited. Our kids are excited. I want our kids to walk and be proud, not cocky, you know, but proud. And we've addressed that. You know what? Little kids are looking up to you right now. Take the time to talk to them. Take the time to visit with them and ask them if they're going to play when they get to Carbon High. All it takes is a seed to grow a tree. So we're trying to plant some seeds and get some big old trees up here. So it's fun. It's making it worth it. And you know what? The kids are learning and they're having fun. They seem to look forward to coming to practice and being part of a group of great kids. And that's all we can ask.
Well, Coach, it is always great to get you in to talk about how the team is performing. 2-0 is a lot of fun to talk about. 3-0 would be even better, so go get a win this Friday.
All right. Thanks for everything.
That's Coach Phil Howa, the Carbon Dino football team, taking out the time to join us today. Do not forget the Dinos will return to our sister station, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, on Friday night. They'll travel on the road to meet Ogden. Live coverage will begin at 6:30. Kickoff at 7, and you can also listen with the Castle Country Radio app. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It is Football Tuesday, 1 week left of the NFL preseason. We got a couple of topics to get into, including teams resetting the market. Los Angeles Chargers making Derwin James the highest paid safety in the history of the game. That talk's coming up next, right here on Drive Time Sports.